From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Lawyers for Americans being held in Haiti on child kidnapping charges say they have been briefed by the judge in the case and informed that 8 of the 10 Americans held there will be released. The missionaries have been held for nearly 3 weeks, accused of trying to take 33 children out of the country after the January 12th earthquake. NPR's Kerry Conn is in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, with details.
The judge told them that he has come to his decision, and the decision is that 8 of the Americans will be released. And they will be released unconditionally. 2 of the Americans need to stay in the jail to answer questions to the judge still. He wants to continue the investigation. He wants to know why they were in Haiti before the earthquake.
NPR's Kerry Conn. President Obama marked the 1-year anniversary of the signing of his administration's economic stimulus measure today. He said the law has fended off the risk of another Great Depression and put millions back to work. However, Mr. Obama also noted that millions of others remain jobless, with many still struggling to make ends meet.
It doesn't yet feel like much of a recovery. And I understand that. It's why we're going to continue to do everything in our power to turn this economy around.
Officially known as the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the $787 billion package also includes tax cuts and money for public works projects. Supreme Leader of Iran today accused Secretary of State Hillary Clinton of spreading lies about the country on her trip to the Persian Gulf this week. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Iranian state television quoted Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as saying the Americans dispatched their saleswoman to the Persian Gulf to spread lies. Earlier this week, on stops in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, Clinton said Iran was becoming a military dictatorship as it sought to acquire nuclear weapons. She appealed to both states to join the U.S. in its effort to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons through tougher sanctions in the U.N. Security Council. The Iranian government has reacted sharply to Clinton's visit to the Gulf. Yesterday, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said if more sanctions are imposed on Iran, those who sought them would regret it. Khamenei also accused the U.S. of turning the Gulf into an arms depot. In January, the U.S. acknowledged it intends to deploy land and sea-based missile defense systems to counter Iran's ballistic missile program. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Dubai.
At the Olympics in Vancouver, Lindsey Vonn has won the gold at the Olympic women's downhill today, with American teammate Julia Mancuso taking a surprise silver medal for the U.S. Vonn blasted through the course with a time of 1 minute 44.19 seconds. Her voice choked with emotion. Vonn called the win everything I've wanted and hoped for. Vonn's victory comes amid what has been an ongoing drama over reports she was dealing with a bruised shin. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 40 points to end the session at 10,309. The Nasdaq closed up 12 points. The S&P 500 was up 4 points today. This is NPR. It's showtime for Sean White at the halfpipe snowboarding competition in Vancouver. He is defending his gold medal from 4 years ago. It's also showtime for the people who've been working to get the slushy Cypress Mountain venue ready for the event. NPR's Diana Douglas reports from Vancouver.
The snowboarders who tested the halfpipe on Cypress Mountain earlier this week have wondered out loud whether its soft walls and sandy bottom would allow them to get the speed they need for their tricks. Halfpipe designer and builder Steve Petrie has been working around the clock, wrestling against the warm weather and rain to try to fix those problems and get the pipe ready to ride today.
It's been a lot of work. It's definitely been the hardest most challenging halfpipe I've ever had to build.
Practices were shortened and postponed, and this is only the fourth day that the halfpipe has been rideable. Now, a turn in the weather has left Petrie confident that everything's fine for today's competition. Fewer people will get to see up close if that's true. Rains washed away the standing room for thousands of spectators on the mountain. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Vancouver.
Golfer Tiger Woods will end months of silence following a late-night car accident outside his Florida home. Woods' agent announcing today the pro golfer will speak to a small group of media on Friday at the home of the PGA in Florida. Woods' agent also says the golfer will not be taking any questions. Marks the first public appearance by Woods since the November 27th accident. In a statement on his website, Woods has acknowledged infidelity in his marriage. He's reportedly underwent treatment for sex addiction at a facility in Mississippi. Nation's housing sector showed some signs of life to start the new year. The Commerce Department reports construction of new single-family homes and apartments rose by 2.8% last month, to the highest level in some 6 months. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.